The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, which brings to a close the Easter season. So for the last 40 days, or 50 days, we have been celebrating Easter to remind ourselves of the importance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today we remember how the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples and filled them with the power of the Holy Spirit. And this story is the opposite of what we hear in the Old Testament story of the Tower of Babel. Just the opposite. If you remember, Nimrod, the ruler, wanted to do one better than God, so he built this big tower, thinking he could climb up to heaven and save people from any future flood. But God punished the people by throwing them into disarray and disunity, by having them speak different languages so they couldn't understand each other. So they were punished with disunity. Today's reading about the descent of the Holy Spirit is about God bringing people together in unity so that they could understand one another. So the disciples were given the gift of tongues, and everybody who was gathered from around the areas, the different countries, were able to hear and understand the gospel preached to them. And because of that, 3,000, 4,000 people were baptized, and from that point on, the church grew exponentially. So Pentecost is all about the birthday of the church, the beginning of the church. It's about growth, it's about unity, it's about the showering of the gifts of the Holy Spirit upon the people. Now let me ask you this, that Holy Spirit that came upon the disciples 2,000 years ago, is the Holy Spirit still alive? Is he still active? Yeah, but I don't see it. I don't see it. I'll tell you why. What happened after the descent of the Holy Spirit? Well, the apostles went out. They weren't afraid anymore. They were in public places preaching the gospel. Are we doing that? They were healing people. They were raising the dead. They were freeing people from demonic possession. Do we see that going on in our community? No. What's going on? The Holy Spirit gave the power through Jesus to the apostles to forgive sins. Well, we do have that going on. We have confessionals. We have the power of the sacrament of penance. But do we take advantage of it? There's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in a sacrament. But do we take advantage of it? But are we receptive to the power of the Holy Spirit so that we are doing what God wants us to do? Remember what Jesus said to the apostles. He said, and to us, he said, "You will do what I have done and greater things." What did Jesus do? Did he raise people from the dead? Greater things than that? But that's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. Now, it is happening. Those things are happening in the world. There are people who are being raised from the dead. There are people who are being given their sight back. There are people who are hearing, who have lost their hearing. If we're not seeing it in our community, and I don't mean just those of us in this church, but if we're not seeing it in all of Geneva happening on a regular basis, what's going on? What's the problem? Well, the problem is us. We don't have faith. We don't believe. We don't trust God. Or maybe we say, yeah, I do believe it. However, you don't include me in it, God. I don't want to put myself out there. And yet, that's what we're called to do. We are called to claim the power of the Holy Spirit and use that power to bring about great things that people can see. Can you imagine if somebody who came in here was blind and a group of us prayed over them and they got their sight back? Do you think that would make an impression on anybody? You think the word would get out and people would say, hey, there's stuff going on over there at Our Lady of Peace? But see, that's the promise of God. It's not a problem on God's part. We still have that Holy Spirit in our midst. He's still showering us or wanting to shower us with gifts. But are we open to those gifts? We have to prepare ourselves for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have to want them. We have to be open to them. We have to discipline ourselves so that we can take those gifts and use them. What we have to do is we've got to prime the pump. How many of you know what that means? Prime the pump. Anybody remember when in kitchens you had this pump, you had to go like this, and you had to prime it. You had to get the air out of it to get the water flowing. That's what we got to do in our lives, our spiritual lives. We got to get things flowing. Do we go to Mass every week? Do we go to confession? Do we take time to pray? Do we beg the Lord to forgive us for our sins? Do we claim the power of the Holy Spirit? Do we go out in public and say to people, can I pray for you? Can I pray over you? Can I ask the Holy Spirit to heal you? What did Jesus say twice in today's gospel reading when he appeared to the disciples? Be not afraid. Be not afraid. He says it again and again. He's saying to us, if you're fearful, that's your problem. That's Satan in your life. All you have to do is say, goodbye, Satan. Get behind me. And do it. Just do it. Go out in the public places and proclaim the gospel message. Go out and pray over. Get a group of people and pray over people. Start priming that pump. Stepping out in faith. Because if we don't do that, it means we do not have faith. Now, it doesn't matter if we go to Mass every week, if we don't use what God gives us during Mass. Doesn't matter if you say the rosary. You can say the rosary 25 times a day. Not going to get you into heaven. It is not going to get you into heaven because it's not just doing our nice, comfortable little prayer bit that God wants us to do. But he says to the apostles, he says to us, go out into the whole world and proclaim the gospel and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He didn't say, go to your nice comfortable homes, have a nice cup of tea, relax and watch TV. He didn't say, get your Facebook up and message people. He said, go out. Why? Is everybody in the world united? So what does that say about God's plan? We're not putting it into effect because he wants people all over the world to be part of one church, unified, so that everybody knows about Jesus Christ and is doing the will of God. That's not even happening in our own neighborhoods. Why not? Who's to blame? You and me. It's not God. God's not going to grab people, shake them, and say, you got to believe in me. No. It's those of us who say we are faith-filled Catholics. It's our job to go out and proclaim the gospel. The Holy Spirit is just as alive as can be. Several weeks ago, Deacon Eric was down at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. When people 50 years ago, Catholics got together and started thinking, hey, you know, Jesus said we should be using the powers of the Holy Spirit to do X, Y, and Z. Well, why isn't it happening? So they studied it. They prayed about it. And great things happened. People got the gift of tongues, the gift of prophecy, things that we read about in Scripture. Several weeks ago, I was at a conference that a deacon gave from Chicago. He said, well, you know, the healings are going on in my parish. We got people who are healed, who will get their sight back, who get their hearing back. If it's not happening here, we've got a problem, and it's in us. We are blocking the Holy Spirit. We're pushing God away for whatever reason, and it's not a good reason. If it's fear, that's Satan. He's got you by the heart. If you have fear, if you have anxiety, that's not from God. That's from Satan. So what are we going to do about it? Do we want to do anything about it? Not just for ourselves, but for the people out there who need to be healed. The people who need to hear about Jesus Christ. The people who are waiting to hear about Jesus Christ so that they can receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit and do great things, greater things than Jesus Christ. That's what this feast is all about. It's not so that we can come together and wear red and just hear these readings read as if, well, that happened 2,000 years ago. It's not happening today. Well, it is happening today. The Holy Spirit is still compelling people throughout the world who have faith to go out and heal, to proclaim the gospel, to raise the dead. But in our community right now, where's the Holy Spirit? Where's the Holy Spirit in our lives? What are we doing or not doing to say to the Lord, I want those gifts, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and I'm giving my life over to you so that I can claim those gifts and use them so that we can constantly increase God's church, bring unity to the world. We have that power. We have the greatest power that was ever created. Well, it's uncreated. It's God. We have that power. But do we use that power? Do we truly believe that God wants us to use that power to bring about great things in the world? So again, that's what this feast is all about, not to make us comfortable or think, yeah, that was great what happened to the apostles or Catherine of Siena or Francis of Assisi. No, it's for us. It's for you. It's for me. So that we take literally and seriously and faithfully the promises that God has given us, and we claim those promises and we use them to bring great things into the world, to bring about great results, about unity, about peace, healing, freedom, all those wonderful gifts that God wants everyone, not just us, but everyone to have. So as you go forth, you know, I really encourage you, because here we are at the end of the Easter season, not that we don't continue to celebrate Easter every single day, but to look back over the last 50 days, have you grown in your faith? Are you more aware of the Holy Spirit prompting you? Are you more in love with Jesus today? Are you poorer in spirit and not worrying about what's going to happen to me or so-and-so, but rather putting your trust more and more in God? What have you done to increase your faith and your walk with the Lord? We need to ask ourselves those questions to hold ourselves accountable, because there are many, many great things at stake. And when we go before the throne of the Lord for judgment, he's not going to listen to excuses. And we got lots of excuses. But that is not what God wants to hear. He wants to know how we took his teaching and his power and we used it to bring about great things in the world. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to be old or young. We all have access to the most powerful of powers and gifts in the world. If we're not using them, why? What do we need to do so that we can claim them and use them as God calls us to use them?